You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Punt Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One. It's 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Great, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. They're odds against. Love it, love it, love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes, listen on Audio Boom, or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Hello and welcome to this midweek edition of The Punt from William Hill, your football betting podcast. It's a big week in European football as we have the first legs of the semi-finals of both the Champions League and the Europa League. Some big clashes coming up for some of the biggest teams from across the continent as they start their battles to try and fill one of the places for the finals for both the Champions League and the Europa League. My name's John Gibby, and I'm joined this week by Alex Dunn. Hello, Alex. How are you?
Hello, John Gibby. Yes, I am well. I am looking forward to a week of football that is just an absolute treat. The weather's picked up. The weather had picked up. It's now gone a little bit downhill again. There's three evenings, I should say, of top-class European action. I was going to put four in there because Newcastle, of course, are playing on Monday night as we record this. But I wouldn't class that as top-class European action. But it's mouth-watering, isn't it?
And mouth-watering.
And Champions League semi-finals, particularly when you get the humdingers that we've got, are massively, massively appealing.
And the great thing about the Champions League this year is that it is looking pretty open, at least for three of the four teams. Looking at the outrights, let's hear it, William Hill. Real Madrid, the 2-1 favourites for the competition, but Bayern Munich 9-4, Liverpool also 9-4, and Roma the outsiders at 8-1. So with Barca out of it, yeah, it's looking very tight.
Yeah, no one wants to see. I say no one. Not many people will want to see a Roma Bayern final, will they?
Not in this country.
No, or in Spain, obviously. I suppose the Italians and Germans would be quite keen on it. But in terms of the style of play, can you imagine a Liverpool-Real Champions League final? That'd just be a treat, wouldn't it? I'm not saying that Bayern aren't good going forward, but Roma certainly are. They pride themselves on being, first and foremost, good at the back, which may play into Liverpool's hands, may not in the first leg. But no, it's one of those competitions, isn't it, where the wheat is separated from the chaff throughout, and Barca incredibly have fallen by the wayside. That was an incredible comeback from Roma. You kind of wonder if they've sort of used up all of their, you don't want to call it luck, but how many fantastic comebacks are you allowed in the Champions League? That said, they could come to Anfield and win 3-0 and go, right.
Has it given them the momentum as well, that football buzzword?
Yeah, possibly. Possibly it has, but no, both semi-finals coming up are... there are some games, and don't get me wrong, I love the Champions League, but there are some games, even in the quarter-finals, that I wouldn't have chosen to watch, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
There were some that really got the pulse racing, and some that you just kind of go, meh, that's all right, isn't it? Yeah, fine. If it's on, I'll have it on in the background. But these are actually ones that you want to base your day around. You want to make sure that you've had your tea by 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or it's ready for 7:45, because you're not cooking. You're not cooking between 7:45 and 9:30, John Gibby. It's just an absolute treat. So, no, really looking forward to it. And, of course, the Europa League, which we'll touch on a little bit later, also with British interest. And, again, you've got one heck of a semi-final there in Arsenal-Atleti. But more on that later.
It all gets underway on Tuesday, 7:45. Liverpool take on Roma. Now for this first leg, Liverpool are 8-15 to win the game. The draw is 7-2 and Roma 5-1 to qualify for the final. Across the two legs, Liverpool 2-5, Roma are 7-4. Alex Dunn has been looking over the facts and figures ahead of the match. What's going to happen?
Well, what's going to happen is, I think Liverpool will go through. But
at 2-5, that's
at 2-5,
not exactly breaking new ground.
It's not, and I also really hate the price. I don't think there's that much between these two sides. I think Liverpool are worthy favourites and they deserve to be favourites, but you would not find me backing them at 8-15 to win this game or 2-5 to qualify. I think it's way, way too short, as is the likes of Mo Salah to score at any time at 8-13. But he just keep doing it, I suppose. So that's the thing. I think I still don't quite have him up there with Messi and Ronaldo in terms of will I happily take such a short price on him scoring.
Because he hasn't got the massive long-time consistency yet.
No, but this season, it just keeps happening, doesn't it? But no, it's one of those games where I think if you're going to back Liverpool, you've almost got to be really quite ballsy and just go for it, i.e. back on a handicap at 13-10. That makes massively more appeal than taking the short price of 8-15 to win. But will they land it? Thing is, I can see Roma scoring here. I think we'll have quite a high scoring game. So I'll maybe be looking at Liverpool 3-1 perhaps, which is 10-1 if you're looking for a correct score market.
That's a way to beef out your price.
Yeah, Liverpool and both teams to score is 15-8. That's not bad. But you've got to think, Liverpool quite happily win this 1-0.
Yeah.
It's the away goal that kills you in games like this. Even if it doesn't in the end, psychologically, it really can do. Let's say that the first leg is 2-1 to Liverpool. They'll go into that second leg actively a little scared, wary of the fact that, oh, hang on. Whereas if they can win the first leg 1-0, they know all they have to do is go there and score, basically. And barring a complete collapse, they'll be okay. But then we saw Roma do that against Barca, didn't we? This is the thing, John. This is the thing. They're a good side, Roma. I think Edin Dzeko is a handful. Now, we know all about him. We know that he is a good striker. He's not great. He's not excellent. But he's not bad. He often needs a fair few chances to score. But he's the kind of striker that you can see causing Liverpool problems because he's always there. And the likes of Van Dijk and Lovren have been massively... Well, Lovren has been massively improved by Van Dijk. And Van Dijk has come in and been pretty flawless, really, since his first game. But Dzeko, I don't think, was given a fair crack of the whip at Man City. I know he was there a while, and he scored plenty of goals, and he's got a good record for them. But he was never their first-choice striker, was he?
No.
I mean, it's difficult when you're playing alongside the likes of Aguero. You don't expect to be. I think 8-5 any time is a good price. So maybe it's a your odds game. Maybe if we're looking along the lines of get in touch with at William Hill, hashtag your odds. Dzeko to score, Liverpool to win. I don't mind that. Look, it's one of those games where whatever it is that you fancy, you've just got to go for it. It's one of those games that you can't ignore. If you've got a hunch, go with it. My hunch is Liverpool are too short. I'm not going to back Roma, because 5-1 for them to win this game is only a little bit too big, as far as I'm concerned. The draw could be a player, 7-2. I've got to say, I'd have that a little bit shorter. But I do think Liverpool will go through, but I can't recommend it as a bet. There'll be a lot of Liverpool fans out there going, well, I'm backing it anyway, and that's fine. But I think it's worth a look. Now, we've got enhanced odds. Salah to score first, pushed out from 9-4 to 3-1.
That's got to be a weigh-in, hasn't it?
It's not bad.
It's much better than the price any time. Especially if it could be a low-scoring affair.
No, that's true. And the 9-4 wouldn't make any appeal. The 3-1 is just beginning to sort of...
pique the interest.
Yeah. But Liverpool have got goals everywhere. That's the thing. And the reason that Salah's been so good this season, aside from his own individual brilliance, is because he's often playing with Mane and Firmino, who are quite distracting if you're defending. You know, you can't mark all three at once. So one of them's always left, and it's been him more often than not. We've got Salah and Firmino both to score at any time in the match. That's 7-2. That's not too bad, but I still prefer Salah to score first of the enhanced odds. And both teams scoring the first half was 3-1, is now 7-2. Again, not bad. Not bad. I think there will be a fair few goals. So I'm going to, in terms of final selections, Liverpool and both teams to score at 15-8. And I would have, if you can get the your odds on Dzeko to score and Liverpool to win, I think that's worth a look. But I'd back Liverpool 3-1 at 10-1. Even if it is just for a bit of interest. 10-1's a perfectly good bit of interest, isn't it? I'm hoping Liverpool go through as a neutral, but as an English neutral.
As a patriotic Englishman, as we recall this on St George's Day.
A patriotic neutral. I'm hoping Liverpool have got enough to go through. And I think they will have just. but the price is a little bit skinny for me.
So the selections from Alex Dunn ahead of Liverpool v Roma. Liverpool to win the match. Both teams have scored 15-8, and Liverpool to win 3-1 is 10-1. You mentioned the Euro odds as well. Remember, if you do want to request a price from us here at William Hill, at William Hill on Twitter, hashtag Euro odds, and all the games we're talking about on the podcast today will be Euro odds matches, so that will be available. We move on now to the game taking place on Wednesday. It's the first leg of the other Champions League semi-final as Bayern Munich take on Real Madrid, and Bayern 21-20 to win this one. The draw is 13-5, and the Real Madrid are also 13-5 to win the match. To qualify, it's very much tighter here, obviously, as you would expect, compared to the Liverpool-Roma game. Bayern are even money, whereas Real Madrid just odds on. Compared to that, at 8-11, there's enhanced odds available on that on this match as well, which we'll get to. And fair to say that both in terms of the betting and in terms of the general outlook on the game, Alex, this is looking a tighter affair.
Yeah, it's on paper, it's a fantastic game, and arguably could, maybe should be the final. If you're talking about the two best sides in Europe, yes, you might chuck Barca in there. Perhaps you chuck Man City in there. Sorry, Liverpool fans, but...
And they've both, at the end of the day, they've both
exactly. Exactly. This has the makings of an absolute classic, because on their days, both of these sides could knock 5 or 6 past each other. If they're both firing on all cylinders, you could see that happening. At the same time, while I don't think it'll be nil-nil, it could be a low-scoring affair, with it being a first leg, with both sides eager not to be out of the tie before it's really started, you could see that happening. I'm surprised to see Bayern at almost even money. I think that's too short for me. I love Real. I just love the fact that you just know that they're going to score. At some point in the game, you'd be hard-pushed to say that they're not going to score. So the fact that you can get them at 13-5 as an away side, who you think will score a goal, at least one, it's appealing. So I'm looking for a pro-Real bet, really. To qualify market, I think, is priced up perfectly. Even money Bayern, 8-11 Real, I'd say that's about right. I can't argue with that in the slightest. Worth noting, though, that Real Madrid have got a superb record against Bayern in recent years, because they bump into each other in the Champions League, normally in the quarters and semis, quite a fair bit. And Real have certainly got the edge in those games. I'd be tempted to back Real on the nose here at 13-5, to be honest. You could be a bit slightly more clever, perhaps. Real plus a goal is 8-11. So you've got Real or the draw here.
Yeah.
When you think what price Real are normally going off in La Liga, and I know it's a completely different kettle of fish, but you'll happily stick Real in an acca in La Liga at sevens on and go, yeah, fine. Well, you're getting 8-11 here, and you're allowing them to lose. To draw. And I think I've got to be looking at that more than Bayern. Now, Cristiano Ronaldo, let's talk about him. He's got 17 goals in his last 11 Champions League games. That is phenomenal, because we are talking against good sides here as well. It's not like Real come up against the likes of Ludogorets every week. They don't have to qualify for the competition. Yes, you get the odd minnows in the group stages, but his record has been sensational. 17-11, and he scored in all 11 of those games as well. So it's not like he's hit 5 in a game and then been quiet for a few games. Now, he's 10-11 any time. That is what it is. I actually can't put that up. It's a little bit too short.
Yeah.
But his record speaks for itself. If you're going for him, I can't put you off it at all. Now, Robert Lewandowski and Cristiano Ronaldo, both obviously prolific. For them both to score, we've pushed that from 12-5 to 3-1. It seems blatantly obvious, doesn't it? But
it seems too obvious in a way.
Almost, but 3-1 is an okay price. It's not a too obvious price, I suppose, on that enhancement. I like, though, the bet I really like is enhanced. It's both teams to score in the first half, out from 11-4 to 100-30. You often say with games, "Oh, I think there'll be loads of goals in this one," and it's 0-0 at half time, and you think, "Oh, well," finishes 1-0, and you think, "How did that happen?" With this one, it could go either way, but I think there will be goals. So. That's reflected in the price, by the way, of over 2.5 match goals, which is it's probably too short to get involved with at 8-15. You've kind of got to go for it again. Over 3.5 is 6-4. Over 4.5 is 100-30. It's the first leg. Our team's going to go for hell for leather? Probably not. But Real will go hell for leather to get one, possibly two away goals here. I think they will. And I think they'll get them. So I'm a big fan of Real at 13-5. If you're looking at both teams to score, yes, it's twos on. It's short, but I'd say it's probably banker material, to be honest. And I always use that word very lightly. Because you can sound a bit silly, but...
One that catches my eye here, Real Madrid to be winning at half-time and to win the match, 9-2.
Yeah.
It's got to be a bit big, hasn't it?
Well, you think if they are going to win, it'll be a first-half goal and then maybe a few more, you know. I'm with you. I think that's a massive, massive price. Look, there's so many markets you can get stuck into here. It's almost hard to... It's hard to not look at this game and just combust, really. You just want to look at it and just go, I just can't wait for it. Work on this on Monday. That's Wednesday night this is coming up. I'm already excited for it. I just love football, John.
You haven't mentioned that, Alex.
No, I know. I'm going to go with best bet will be the enhanced odds. Both teams scoring the first half. 11-4 out to 100-30. But I can't put you off any pro Real bet, full stop. Ooh. Real plus a goal.
It's a big shout.
Yeah, I just think Real are overpriced here. And if you do like the Ronaldo and Lewandowski both to score, enhanced to 3-1, can't put you off that either.
But we're going for the main selection. Both teams to score in the first half.
Yes.
It's been enhanced from 11-4 to 100-30. You can find it on the enhanced odds section online at williamhill.com or on the app is Bayern Munich take on Real Madrid in the second of the first legs of the Champions League semi-final.
Good maths.
Yes, I know. Just, I can do basic basic mathematics, mate. Europa League. Now we turn our attention to the secondary domestic club competition across Europe, and two semi-finals taking place on the same day, both on Thursday, or the first legs anyway. And the first, again, we've got that domestic interest that we are so fond of here, Alex, as Arsenal take on Atletico Madrid. And Arsenal are 7-5 in 90 minutes for this first leg. The draw 21-10. Atletico Madrid 9-5 to qualify for the final. Arsenal 6-4 and Atletico are 1-2 or 2-1 on, if you prefer. Alex Dunn.
This is tricky. I actually took Atleti on in the quarters. I backed Sporting Lisbon to win the whole thing because I thought there were only three sides that could win it. Arsenal, Atleti, and Sporting. Now, how do we play this? Because if you look at the outright betting for the whole thing, Atleti are the favourites at 11-10 and Arsenal 100-30. I'm convinced that the winner of this semi-final wins the whole thing. So you could feasibly back them both. Have a fiver on each. And hope Arsenal win, because if Atleti win, you're just getting your money back, basically. But I don't mind that as a kind of insurance. I'm convinced that Marseille and Salzburg do not have enough to win the whole thing. I'm sure of that. So it's just a way of looking at it. Basically, put it this way, whether Arsenal or Atleti go through, let's say Atleti go through, they're the favourites to do so. You're backing them at 11-10, basically, to beat Arsenal and then a game that you'd expect them to win where they will be massively odds on. Wouldn't be the biggest shock in the world if they weren't to, but I don't think they will. This first leg is priced up enticingly, though, because I think Arsenal will win this, the first leg. The difficulty that they have is that Atleti at home are so strong and are defensively so strong as well. You are relying on an Arsenal backline shutting Atleti out at home, and I don't think they will. I think Arsenal will win this, but I think both teams will score. I think it'll be a 2-1, maybe a 3-1. The issue that I have is that when Arsenal travel to Spain, I can comfortably see it being a 1 or 2-0 to Atleti.
Yeah.
So it's difficult. But first and foremost, Arsenal to win and both teams to score in this game is 4-1. It's quite good. Now, it's priced up because Atleti are very good defensively, and people are assuming that if they score, are they going to let two in? I can see why traders would be keen to make that slightly bigger than I'm suggesting, but I don't mind it. The thing is, you just look at Atleti's attacking talent. I know they are, and it's a bit stereotypical, but they are a predominantly defensive side. They focus on being good at the back and do what they can going forward. But Griezmann, Gamero, Costa, Torres, Correa, Koke, obviously not all of those players are going to play, but whichever combination of those players do play, you'd fancy they will score because they will look at Arsenal and they'll go, well, look at that defence. They're leaking goals in the Premier League. They're scoring a lot too, Arsenal. Don't get me wrong. But you look at their recent games, you could not, off the back of that, confidently say that Arsenal are going to be able to shut a side like Atleti out here. They let one in against West Ham. They let two in against Newcastle. Two in away at Moscow. Two at home to Southampton. One at home to Moscow. They kept a clean sheet against Stoke. But Stoke are rubbish. AC Milan, they let one in. Watford, they kept a clean sheet. AC Milan, they kept a clean sheet. And then you're going back to when they had the poor run, when they lost to Brighton and Man City and Östersunds. I cannot see Atleti not scoring here. But I do think Arsenal win. So there you go. In a nutshell, we've gone full circle. Arsenal to win and both teams to score 4-1 is the best bet of the podcast.
Oh,
I will say that much. It would be the nap, definitely. But I'm just convinced Atleti score.
Yeah.
But I'm not convinced that they're going to win the match. So I think this could be quite entertaining. Sorry, Arsenal fans, I just can't see Arsenal going to Atleti and doing anything. So if they are going to do anything in this tie, they need to win this match.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly. And we have seen good Champions League nights at the Emirates. They have it in them, Arsenal, to go on. And obviously with the whole Wenger thing now, it could be that for once, fans, players, manager are all singing from the same hymn sheet. It could be.
For the first time in about 15 years.
Or it could be that they go 1-0 down after 5 minutes and the fans that have turned up turn their backs, you know. Yeah. But I hope that isn't the case. I've got no agenda towards or against Wenger. I'm glad he's gone before he's completely been disrespected. Now that sounds like I'm having a go at Arsenal fans. I'm not, but the stuff he's done at Arsenal's sensational. It is bigger picture, and I'd like him to go out on a win, to be honest. Not least because he looks a little bit like my grandma from some angles.
That is strange.
Yeah.
You know what I always used to think was weird when I was a little kid?
Oh, it's not about my grandma.
It's not about your grandma.
Good, thank you, John.
How much arson sounds like Arsenal?
Yes, I know. As a child, you think, is that the norm?
Yeah.
Does everyone have that?
Exactly. I thought he might be named after the club or something.
Yeah. Well, he could be. But no, I hope Arsenal win this. I think they have a chance of winning the first leg, but I think they will concede. The second leg is another story, but we'll save that for another podcast, John.
So we've gone for the nap here. Arsenal to win, both teams to score against Atletico Madrid. It's 4-1.
Yes.
Fantastic. And now we move on to the game that is last and probably by most means least, Marseille against Salzburg in the other first leg of the Europa League semi-finals. It's the second first leg of the Europa League semi-finals. There we go. Got there in the end. Marseille 8-13, draw 3-1. Salzburg are 7-2 to qualify. Marseille 4-6. Salzburg 11-10.
Two sides that aren't in recent years pretty familiar with being at this stage. Salzburg obviously are fantastic in their native Austria, but
it's not difficult, is it?
No, it's one heck of a jump to go and do what they have done. And fair play to them, because they beat Lazio in that thrilling quarter final where they looked dead and buried, to be honest. They lost the first leg 4-2 and they conceded the first goal in the second leg after 55 minutes, and then went and scored four goals after 56, 72, 74 and 76 minutes. Absolutely unbelievable comeback. Fair play to them. They've earned their place here, because Lazio are a better side than they are. But they come against the Marseille side, who obviously in the past have had a fair bit of European glory. The last time they were at this stage, they actually beat Newcastle United when Didier Drogba was in his pomp for the French side.
Putting in a quick mention for that there, Alex.
Yeah, because it's the last time Newcastle did anything of note either. But I think that Marseille are priced up a little bit too short here. I'll be honest, I have no strong view on this game. I really don't. And that's not just because it's the, in inverted commas, worst of the four games that we've spoken about. It's just hard, really, to pin down two sides who don't play each other that often. They did actually play in the Europa League last season, and they were two pretty dull games. I'm hoping that isn't the case here. I'm hoping that we'll see a few goals, as we saw from Salzburg in the previous round. I just don't want to back Marseille at 8-13, though. Not in the slightest. You look at how it's priced up to qualify. Marseille 4-6, Salzburg 11-10. That seems okay, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The 8-13 on Marseille to win at home, though, seems really stingy. So I'm going to have to play Salzburg in some way, shape or form. And the way that I'm going to play them is plus a goal at 6-5. So just avoiding defeat here, which they'd happily take, don't get me wrong. If they can nick an away goal, they'll be absolutely delighted. If you're looking for players here, you've got your fair share of players that have been in the Premier League. Some have succeeded, some haven't. Florian Thauvin, I know about. He didn't succeed. Kostas Mastroglou, you know about. He didn't succeed. Dimitris Payet did succeed.
Yeah.
He's 9-5 to score any time. Now, I know that the aforementioned Thauvin and Mastroglou, obviously team news dependent, if you watch them in the Premier League, you couldn't possibly put them up at close to even money as they are to score any time, but they're apparently different players now. You give them a bit of French Riviera sun, look what happens to them. Disgusting. I think Payet, we know his ability. He's 9-5 to score any time, which seems fair. And for Salzburg, Munas Dabur, I'm a big fan of, but 11-8 is too short, way too short for a player who is unproven at this level, although he did score in the previous round. So, long story short, we're playing Salzburg plus a goal. It's difficult. I'm hoping there'll be goals, but I can't confidently say that there will be. I think all eyes will be on the Arsenal game, but if you can have half an eye on this, purely for betting for the second leg.
Yeah.
If it's still priced up as though Marseille are comfortably far and away the best side, and they're not comfortably the best side in the first leg, then you could find a bit of value. But it could well be that Marseille blow them away here, but at 8-13, I'm not prepared to find out by taking that short price. So Salzburg plus a goal for me.
It's 6-5 on the William Hill website, a full range of markets and your odds and enhanced odds and everything available for the European football coming up this week, the first legs of the semi-finals in the Champions League and the Europa League. Join us again on The Punt this weekend where we look ahead to another fantastic weekend of domestic footballing action. And Alex, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.